Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right. So my name is Dan Melnick. I'm here with Qasim Masood. And our guest today is Delmonic, who was one of Qasim's clients. And I guess, Delmonic, if you can just start by sharing how you met Qasim and, you know, what exactly he worked on for you.
Yeah. So I met Qasim. Essentially, I was looking to get an app off the ground, an app called Bond Love, which is an app for couples. And I took the DIY route and tried to do everything myself. And I quickly realized that that was going to take a long time, and I'm not even sure if I was the right person to do it. So I, at that point, I reached out for some support, and Qasim's business development team reached out to me. I did an RFP process where I looked at the different portfolios and checked background and all that good stuff. I think I looked at around 17 different companies, and I ended up choosing Qasim's company to help out because ultimately I thought it was the best value, and I was really impressed with the people, the professionalism, and overall the quality of the work. So that's essentially what started it, and went from ground zero as far as completely redesigning the app, not only just the architecture of the app, but also the look and feel of the app. The app looked, it's supposed to be a fun app. It is a fun app. And the initial design of the app, I had a separate design company put together, and it just looked a little too, serious, I guess is lack of a better word. So, they redesigned the look and feel of the app and also updated the architecture of the app to make it a lot more scalable, more secure, more efficient. And, the rest is kind of history.
Awesome. So could you share with us a little bit more about Bond Love, like what, it gave you the idea, and like a little bit more about like what the app does?
Yeah. So the idea came from essentially a problem in my family and just a problem in general where, divorce is a big issue. I think it's a big societal issue in the United States. I think it's a big issue globally. Some countries and some cultures have the issue more than others. But, when loving couples break up, it impacts not only them, it impacts, if there's kids involved, it impacts the family. And conversely, when you have two couples that are just exuding love for each other, when they're out in public, the opposite happens and people just smile just looking at you. It was one of those things where I said, there's data that clearly shows that there's an issue. And then my thought was, is there something that we could do to change that with technology? And, I thought about it and I was like, well, I've never seen a couple, married or not, come fresh off of an amazing vacation or, restaurants where they're, having a good time and then get divorced the next day. And and the people that I know, I just noticed that there was a trend before the ultimate breakup or bad news happened. There was always a trend of, spending less and less time together. So that's something that I thought technology would be a good fit for. If nothing else, technology is good at reminding you and incentivizing you to do things. So I pretty much designed the feature set around communication and around encouraging couples to get out and do things together. So that was pretty much the idea that kind of sparked the app.
So, Dominic, will you please let us know about some of the challenges to find the audience, in fact, and maybe to educate the audience, because I know was a big thing to educate the audience who should use this application.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing is, there's lots of dating apps. So when you look at the life cycle of a relationship, just like anything, you start it up, and then you sustain it, and then hopefully till death do us part. right? And the market has lots of apps for people that want to meet. There's like a create a relationship. There's tons of apps out there. There were no apps really for sustaining the relationship. So that is something that was it took some time to kind of get the audience familiar with it and also get the feature set right, because a lot of people were logging in thinking it was a dating app, and it's not a dating app. It's an app for people who are already in a relationship. So there were some challenges just with people understanding what the app is. And some of the things that we did, Kasim and I, we brainstormed lots of different options. And honestly, it was a work in progress and we made incremental changes. So there were challenges with educating the audience, and we addressed those challenges by essentially up messaging, like, you know, the ads and things along those lines. So we changed the messaging for the ads and things along those lines. But also the app is essentially a paperweight if you're not in a relationship. So if you don't bond, as we call it, none of the features are really available for you. And, you know, so you can think of it as like, establishing a friend request or something along those lines. And I thought it was pretty straightforward, like what to do. But I realized that when you expose something to thousands of people, there's going to be, even if only 10% of them don't know what to do, that's still a lot of people. And, you know, we had to really double down on the onboarding experience. So I realized that if you're putting the app out and you're going to put this out there, most people, even smart people, if it's something that they haven't done before, they need really step-by-step guidance, like break it down and make it as simple as possible. So we released several different versions of the product. We tried sending emails. We tried, changing the workflow a bit. And ultimately we made incremental, it was a combination of multiple things. It was no one thing that really solved the problem. It was, the messaging, it was changing the workflow, and it was also including notifications. So we realized that, you know, in order to get this product to the point where you can, have the average person understand what to do without us being there to talk to them, it was really a lot of trial and error to figure out like what the best combination was. And I can say that, you know, working with the Kasim and his company and the experience that they've had in this space, it was beyond just support with development. It was also, you know, that experience, you know, just interacting with the public and understanding the psychology of mobile app.
That's great. Yeah, Kasim has a lot of experience. Like I always say Kasim is that he's been working on apps since the first iPhone. So he's definitely knows a lot. So in terms of, like you mentioned, you know, some of your challenges, you know, earlier about finding like the right team. You said that you spoke with 17 teams. I guess if you could go like a little bit more in depth, like, you know, in terms of like, you know, just, you know, meeting his team, like, was there something specific that stood out? I mean, obviously you mentioned the cost, but just in general, in terms of value, like what kind of value did he provide and this team provide you that really, really stood out when you said, okay, I'm going to work with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's no real magic. I'm a person, I make decisions based on instincts and feel. There's all in a data-driven world, there's no replacement for your own human judgment about the person that you're interacting with. And ultimately, it wasn't just cost. They weren't the least expensive. There were people who were much less expensive. So, you know, if you're just looking at price, sometimes there's a reason why one company is undercutting another one by 50%. but ultimately the experience that you have, I feel like definitely companies put their best foot forward before they've locked you in. And, they were very responsive, very professional. Everything that I asked for, they responded to quickly. I pretty much was briefed out on the team and how, you know, it was a one-stop shop too, because some of the places did development, but they didn't do graphics and they didn't help in a lot of different ways. So I really like the fact that in one spot, I could get all the support that I needed, because I did actually, when I initially engaged with Kasim, Kasim was doing the development and I had someone else doing like the UI UX, and it worked out okay, but it's much better when their UI UX and the development is all under the same roof, because you know the developers, they're good at developing, but those UI UX people that want to make sure the pixels are perfect, it's nice to have that person embedded complaining if everything's not right too. So it was more about, you know, the comprehensiveness of the service, responsiveness of the service, and you know, you can't really put words around it when you feel like you're interacting with good people who care about you and your business.
Oh, yeah, that's really important. So I guess, you know, how likely are you to recommend working with Kasim? And I guess, like, why should somebody listening to this want to work with him to build any mobile apps in the future?
I certainly would. That's obvious, right? And, you know, I would recommend Kasim because, it's not to say Kasim's not great, but there are also lots of horror stories I've heard. If you just randomly pick a developer or you just randomly looking for support, I've heard horror stories where, you know, large companies have engaged development shops and they've had nightmarish experiences. I would say that, unfortunately, it's a field where a lot of people understand and have knowledge, but not everyone knows how to provide the service. So, it's not a dime a dozen. And I, you know, feel like, you know, Kasim and his service is not easy to find. Not to say that there aren't other companies that can do a good job, but overall, I would say that if you are taking a random shot in the dark, you know, you're probably going to have to go through some trial and error before you find someone or a company that's as good as what Kasim and his team does.
Oh, thanks, Talmanic. This is a lot. And by the way, you know, what was the relation of our working relation? Most of the time when I was working on something at the end, Dalmanic was saying, "Hey, Kasim, go ahead and raise the invoice." that was the way how we were working. Like, we never had any clash, I believe. Yes. Never, ever. There was no clash at all. Not on payments, not on work, not on brainstorming. We did a lot of work, but there was no conflict, I believe. Dominic was very supportive, even if we are stuck in some problem. He was the one who was very supportive. Like, he encouraged us and he believed in the team. So when someone believes in you, this gives you confidence, this gives you strength. So this is what we really felt like while we were working on Dominic's project. This is something we really felt like, this is the one. Whenever we are working on his project, whenever we are working on his application, we feel like we are strong. We feel ownership, and we get the things done more easily than any of the other project. So just because of his encouragement and his support. So mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yeah, that was a good point. I mean, we just trust, like, you know, you read a book, everybody talks about trust. I mean, these platitudes, they're almost empty words, but because people say them so much, but they really are key. And, you know, yeah, it was 100% trust between me and Kasim and the team. Not even Kasim. I can run through all the people on the team. I know their names firsthand. I would reach out to them directly, you know. So, yeah, there was that. And, you know, nothing's perfect. Technology's hard, right? Yeah. And when you're pushing the limit and doing something that hasn't been done before, you're going to have mistakes. So there were cases where, you know, we released some code and there was a bug. And I can say that, you know, almost all the bugs we got, they were resolved in, you know, a day two max. And you know, when I talked to some of my colleagues that had experiences with other development shops, they were like, no, that's definitely not normal. So the Kasim's team was very responsive, and nothing makes you panic more than when your app is on the out in the wild and users are like, "Hey, I clicked this button and nothing's happening." So you know, those are kind of panic moments for the app owner. And I can say that you know, if it, you know, ultimately technology's hard. So Facebook has it happen. All these companies have that happen. No matter, billion-dollar companies have bugs. But I can say that, you know, when an issue did come up, we got the issues resolved and we put out a release quicker than some billion-dollar companies would put out a release.
This is our working relationship, in fact, because we really trusted and we were really into it. We were owning this system at like we were feeling ownership. So whenever we feel ownership, obviously it gives you encouragement and it gives you more some power to work on those systems.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, Daniel, Dalmanic started this system on his own. He is also a technical person. You know, he already knew iOS development, Android development, and he was already working on it. And even sometimes, Dalmanic was the one who was giving me suggestions. Okay, I believe this can be done in this way. So, this was golden thing that our client is also helping us in this way. You can get it done. So and we never mind like he's helping us. So yeah, this was something good in it. So by the way, Dalmanic, I believe nowadays you are not working on it a lot, but do you have any future plans, and do you have anything in your mind, like in future do you still want to do anything on it or not?
Yeah, so as far as the future of the app, I feel like at this point I had this idea of ultimately I had this idea that okay, you know, I would put out these base features, build the audience, and then monetize. And that was kind of my goal. And I think the feature that is really going to really change the trajectory and increase the install base is that feature that would require monetization, but it's business to business. So there's going to be some pounding the pavement, business to business interactions that are going to require some changes on the back end and things along those lines. And I know that's not going to be a light lift. This isn't just a matter of putting together code. It's about out getting out there and doing something that's going to be a lot more time consuming in the sense of interacting with, you know, different businesses and getting them on board. So I do have a vision strategically for it. It's going to take funding and it's going to take time, resources that I'm not dedicating to it right now, but that ultimately is my goal, is to ultimately implement the feature that I think is going to drive monetization, because I think that feature is also going to be the one that the users love the most.
That's really okay. Cool. So I guess like in the B2B space, how do you envision people using the app? Like in terms of, is it more selling it to, you know, HR and saying, hey, like this can improve the relationships of folks that work at this company? Is that kind of like what your vision is?
So the app is essentially encouraging couples to be active together and to create habits. Any business that would like the couples to make their service or their product a habit is a potential customer. Right. So there's a natural synergy between the app's objective of getting couples together, getting outside, getting active, doing things, and companies that offer services to couples. So that's, I won't go into it too much detail because I'm still working some things out, but that's ultimately the nucleus of the idea, is connecting couples with exclusive services, that are couple oriented. And businesses naturally will benefit from, you know, couples making their service a habit.
Got it.
Yep. Well, that's good, Dalmanic. Really, thanks for your time. We took a lot of your time, and thanks for joining our podcast. And we will stay in touch. So, if there's anything from your side you want to ask us, feel free.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Dalmanic. Thank so nice of you. Have a good day, man.
Yeah, best of luck to you guys. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you, Dan. All right. Bye.
See you. All right. Bye.